Oh, I'm recording.
Did we catch the sirens? Thank God. We were just talking and then the sirens started. And I was like, we got to fucking start recording right now. Get you guys the real shit. The real feel of the city.
Yeah, it's so relaxing. It really is. Every day I'm like, I'm so glad I moved to New York. What a great place to be.
Especially now.
Yeah.
What a nice, relaxing, mellow place to be.
Yeah, especially because that's with a place like this and even LA, you pay higher rent because you're like, whoa, but there's so much cool shit to do in the city. But now we're all paying the same rent, but it's like we may as well be in Victorville because there's nothing to do but just like stay inside and drink.
Yeah.
Fucking do meth.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, my God. So what did you have?
I ate beans and a scrambled egg and I feel great right now.
Yeah. Oh,
it was a good choice.
Yeah, I did celery and tuna, good choice, but then my dessert and present for making such a good lunch decision was to take a piece of white bread, toast it, and smear it with butter and cheese and orange marmalade.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Dude, it was fucking real good.
I made fucking cornbread yesterday, so that was a good idea.
Yes.
But also a bad idea. Because I ate cornbread.
Did you make the Christmas cornbread with the red and green in it?
I did make Christmas cornbread.
That should have so
I just
good.
Like, I just feel like having the holidays, you know, it's a tough time right now. So just a little holiday cheer.
Yeah. That cornbread is so good. That was so disgusting when we were in that Airbnb in St. Louis. The amount of food and the stuff that we ate.
Oh my God.
Was to put tuna with Christmas cornbread.
Is a good idea.
It sounds gross, but it's fucking delicious.
Of course it's delicious.
Yeah.
Two delicious things together would be gross.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Not happening.
Friggin' tuna, chocolate cake, two delicious things.
Put them together. Blend it up. It's good for the morning because it's sugar and carbs from the cake, protein from the tuna, healthy fats from the avocado.
Yeah, it's all the things you need.
Again, I don't understand why we have diarrhea. It's probably IBS. It's a genetic thing.
Oh, see, now I don't have diarrhea. Now I'm all stopped up. I ate a lot of cheese this weekend. So I need to eat more cheese to cancel out. Again, two good things equals a better thing.
Yeah. Well, I had last night, I got a cheese plate. This is the one thing about living in New York. So I really wanted cheese, but everything closes at like 7 o'clock at night. And so I went and there's the a Spanish tapas place right a couple blocks away and they do really good like Spanish cheese. And so I got, and they gave me extra because I always order from this place. I order the same place and it's the same like two or three takeout guys. And every time I give them like a $20 bill. So I think I'm like a regular delivery customer because they gave me a lot of extra cheese, like a lot.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, it was, and he was like, hey, and I was like, there you go. And he said, enjoy. And I have so much cheese. And I'm like, that's another reason. Again, do nice things for your benefit.
Yeah. Selfishly. Be a good person selfishly.
Yeah. But no, I had woke up constipated and then my little cheese sandwich dessert, instant diarrhea.
Oh, see, that's what I need. What I should really do is just like melt some cheese in a pan and just eat it with a spoon to grease myself up.
Just do it like an enema, like a cheese enema.
Speaking of cheese, welcome back to Cheesecast with your moms, Dr. Cheese. So this is super gross, but because my foot's been in that boot, just like sweating, it's like a nice blue. It's like my foot now smells like a nice blue cheese.
Ugh.
Which I know some people's feet just smell like all the time. What a gift for you. But it is aggressive.
Yeah, that's... I knew...
My foot is like 12 inches away from my foot. My foot is 12 inches away from my foot.
Whoa.
Now my foot's really broken. It's just... It's in two pieces. It's like a good 12 inches away from my face, and I'm really craving blue cheese.
That's so gross and delicious.
I know.
Well, you forget like your feet, they're all, I remember always reading like detox things and they were like, put these pads on your feet and it pulls toxins out of your feet. And that's where a lot of toxins are released. And I'm like, that can't be true, but it is. And that is like proof. Cause if you wear like socks at night when you sweat and the smell, that's
yeah,
pretty gross.
And mine just sitting in a boot. It always sounds like a, like wet Doritos. I need to record the sound it makes when I walk.
Oh my God. You're just like, so this is a foot. It's been aged for 3 weeks inside of a cast. It's from
so
the
gross.
Southern California region during a hot spring.
Yeah. It's so fucking, like a nice 3 week age.
Yeah.
It's so fucking gross.
You can see the deep blue veins in this section of it. It's really delightful.
The boot doesn't smell so bad. I just smelled the boot.
Oh, yeah. I was going to describe that for the listener. So Megan took a pause and picked up this boot and just face first, big old whiff.
Yeah. It's not that bad. But my actual foot, holo.
Yeah.
I had a big day on Sunday. Took my first shower in 22 days. Like actual full body in the shower.
Because you mentioned that when we did the Patreon, and thank you guys for coming to those chats. Those are really fun. That was Sunday when you were at the park, right?
Yes.
And you were dressed like Steve Irwin on vacation.
I was dressed cool. I was dressed like a cool lady that just like is like, do you want to know about reptiles? Like one of those people when you like go to a zoo that just walks up to you with facts and you're like, I do not want these facts.
And she does not work there. You know when you're at the zoo and there's a woman in a bathing suit and then a canvas hat and sunglasses and flip-flops.
With a like, broken ankle going, with a can of rosé,
a guana on your shoulder, a can of wine.
Yep.
You're drinking it through a straw so you don't mess up your purple lipstick, which I assume would be the lipstick choice.
Well, it also matches my purple eyeshadow. I was like, yes. What? Put on eyeball. Eyeball cover. Go. I'm going to start speaking like Nell when she started learning English. I think, yeah. I mean, we already kind of do.
Oh, for sure. And I would like you to teach a makeup class because the eyeshadow goes on the eyeball.
The eyeball cover.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Yeah.
The top eyeball cover. Duh. Wendy, you sound like a real idiot. You don't know anything about anatomy.
It's the top eyeball cover. You know, the part that's on the outer, upper pussy.
Yeah.
That part.
Like almost like at the top of the outer pussy.
Yes.
Almost the like as far out of as the outer pussy goes.
Oh my God. But yeah, I remember you saying something and it got kind of brushed over. But I was going to ask you about that because I remember I heard you say, I'm excited to take a shower. And then someone else started talking and I was like, I don't know if I can go back to that. But I...
Well, because I hadn't been able to stand on my broken foot.
Yeah.
Without the boot on. And I can kind of a little bit, like I can hobble around a little. So I was like, I think I can do it. So yeah, it was the first time in 22 days that I took a full body in the shower. Because I got to the point where I was just like sticking my leg out of the shower. So like a good like 3/4 of my body was in the shower, but... my blue cheese foot was not. So.
Maybe. Do you think maybe that's why your blue cheese foot smells even more now? Because you showered? We talked about this, I think, on the Patreon, but.
I think so.
Our bodies are addicted to soap.
Big soap.
Yep. Big soap. Got in your blue cheese foot. And now it's smelling up the whole fucking house.
I bet that's it. I wish I could bend my foot to my face closer.
Oh, so does everybody.
This is one of those things where it's like, Preston should be very grateful that I am currently in California with this situation. Because if I was home and everything was cool, if you don't think I'd be fucking shoving my blue cheese foot in his face every chance I got,
yeah,
you're wrong. Why is our relationship on the rocks? I can't figure it out.
It's weird. It's like, I mean...
Why don't you fuck me?
Yeah, I do everything. I cook for you. I fucking clean. I put my blue cheese foot in your face pretty much constantly.
Like, way more than anyone would want.
Right.
So you're welcome.
And you still, like, don't feel turned on. This is fucking, you know what? You have a buddy, you got the problem. You got the fucking problem. Fuck Blue Chew.
I'm making us cheese.
Yeah.
From scratch.
From my body.
I got fucking yogurt going with some yeast.
Yeah, okay, most women, oh, they can make life. They can make a child. Great, I can do that. But you know what else I can make? A couple of different high-quality dairy products. So.
Without even dairy.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Technically vegan? Is this vegan?
It's got to be.
Yeah, it just comes from my body. Vegans can eat people.
Right. The only animal harm during the making of your dairy products would be Preston. So that's the only animal suffering.
I thought you were going to say me, and I was like, I am not.
Oh, no, you're loving it.
I am into it. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I feel like poo right now. That I did not think that egg, and I think it's more the last night's cornbread.
How much cornbread did you have?
Not that much, but I had enough. I had like 2 pieces of cornbread. But not like huge pieces of cornbread.
That's nothing.
Well, my gut's telling me otherwise.
Last night, I was like, I got home and I've been trying to do like put real some kind of control over myself. And so I do where I take at least 12 hours between eating from night and morning. Because I'm like, Wendy, you got to fucking reel it in. Because I feel like I'm constantly either shitting or feel like I'm going to throw up. So I've been doing that. And then it's good. But then I get home and I get super hungry. And I was going to eat cookies, but instead I was like, no, practice what you preach. So I did frozen the cauliflower, put that in a bowl, microwaved it.
Pretended it was cookies.
Yep. Ate that. And I was like, oh, good for me. I ate the whole bowl of cauliflower. And then my reward was to eat 6 Tate's cookies, the butter crunch. So there wasn't even, it's not even like, it was just like the plain cookie that's already butter and sugar and flour with extra butter. It's fucking so good.
No, this is, I don't know if you guys have caught on to this. We're notorious for eating a bunch of good stuff, or inversely, which I prefer, is when we eat a bunch of shit to the point where we are full, but we're like, I mean, I should probably eat like celery and spinach now, as if like it gets in your stomach and the celery, and they battle.
Yeah.
And the celery is like, nah, get out of here. Cookies. And you absorb none of the calories. Instead, we just end up absorbing double calories.
I know. It's a real nightmare. Rick keeps texting me. I texted him before about trying to get, and I was going to talk to you about this. The Zoom show, the mm-hmm. Zoom comedy thing. Dude, you should, I know you talked about like, oh, I'm bummed I like quit doing stand-up. If you want to try it again, now's the time to fucking get in a Zoom room because no, everybody is starting over from scratch. It's amazing. It's like an open mic. Come. I want to do a Hollywood Hotel one with Rick, Pfeiffer, because you can pick people from anywhere.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Rick, Pfeiffer, Greg, you, Leah, and me, and we go, it's like really fun. And then people, it's like, but yeah, so Rick's like, I don't think it'll work. I'm like, fuck it, what else are you going to do?
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, nothing
works. Rick did a Zoom show the other week, I think. Maybe that's why. He'd had a not positive experience, so he's like, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I'm just forcing myself to do it. I'm like, what else are we, you know, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Instagram live shows, not my favorite, because you are talking into your phone to literally nobody and nothing, and then you can see people either joining or leaving the room, and because it's people click out.
Oh, that's fun. You can actively see people being like, no thanks.
Oh, yeah. It's real fun to follow like a Bravo celebrity who, and thanks to the people that logged in and watched it, Remy's show, and like, so this Bravo celebrity chick, and she's very nice. It's one of those things where it's like, well, but stand-up is a different thing. And so she goes on. And so a bunch of people logged in to watch her because she's on TV and she's famous and she's hot. And she's in the Hamptons or whatever. And so they're watching her. And then they bring me up. And I just immediately, it was like 200 people just clicked out. And I was like, I fucking.
Oh, God.
Because they were just like, we don't know this person. Oh. And I just was like, I want to kill myself. I want to kill myself.
Oh, my God.
My heart rate, dude.
That is.
It's fucking wild.
I would have had a meltdown.
I was like shaking and almost crying. My heart rate, I'm not even kidding you, when I got done, and it was only 5 minutes of jokes and then like 4 minutes of talking with Remy, but it was such a weird thing. It felt like the first time I was doing stand-up. And when like, oh my, one of my AirPods just fell. But when I looked when I was done, my heart rate was at 122. And
Jesus Christ.
I was sober, not smoking, not drinking an energy drink. That was just from anxiety. I was just sweating and shaking. I was like, I can't, this is fucking so weird.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Yeah. So anyway, you should do that with us.
Yeah, I love your like, you're like, anyway, so like, yeah, you should do this.
Yeah. Was that a good selling point?
Yeah. Your self-esteem is just fucking through the roof right now. So you should definitely go on a thing where you can actively see people go, no, thank you.
It's, I mean, talk about just wanting to fuck. That's why this podcast is nice. Cause you and I, even if no one else laughs, we entertain
Which
each
often
other.
They do not.
Right. We entertain each other. And so it's like, well, there's something there, but when it's just in the void, yeah, and you can see people and then the comments yeah. come up and they're like, who is this? Who's this person? I'm like, I fucking want to kill myself.
Oh my God. That is like really a nightmare.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
I know. Like,
cause that's like the problem with any of that. Cause so many people who would never say something shitty to you, to your face would say it. So people would be like, you're not funny.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your face?
Yeah. You just see like
you got a fucking stupid face.
You just see a bunch of like thumbs down emojis. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I was going to say frowny face emojis.
Yeah. It's like, I do not like this. Give me a, I would rather have a heckler pull a gun out in a fucking live show.
Oh, 100%.
Because that's.
100%.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, I applied for unemployment today.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. So we'll see what it's whatever. This is boring. The way it's happening in Missouri. If you're a small business owner, you could apply, but you have to go through the regular unemployment channels first and get denied, and then you can apply. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, that's...
So I basically applied. I'll be denied in a week or however, or two, or however fucking long it takes, and then I have to go and apply for the other thing. And wait. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, you know, I get something, but in the end... Like, I don't think I'd be getting anything anytime soon. I mean, I have the $1,200, so I'm fine. Like, I, you know, I have credit cards and I'm fine. But it's just going to take forever.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that can't even, like, get anybody on the phone.
That's the problem.
I also have a lot of small business friends that have applied for stuff multiple times and just are denied over and over again. And we're talking like small businesses, like one, like basically what me and Brett, like one, two people, maybe three employees total, including the owner. And they're fucking straight up being denied any assistance.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I know.
I also know people that are secretly opening businesses.
In what way? Like in what?
Like opening, even though they're not supposed to. Mm. Like certain things. That people keep bitching about not getting, like haircuts and tattoos and stuff. Like people are just like opening their businesses.
Well, you would think you could do that if it's just a small, like if it's just a couple of you, you know what I mean? If it's like,
which is what everyone's doing. They're doing it very safely, but it's still, so in California, the fine, if you get caught is $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know what it is in other states. So it's kind of weighing, like, is it worth it to risk it? Which I mean, I don't think so. But like, I know people where like tattoo shops are taking appointments. Like one person will be in the shop at a time type of thing. But like, yeah, people are getting really desperate because they're not getting assistance.
Right.
Like if everybody was just getting what they needed to pay their bills and their rent and everything, like, nobody would be even thinking about this. People would be like, yeah, it's fine. But it's like, if you're being denied assistance multiple times, you're like, okay, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, it's like, you can't have it both ways. You can't, the government can't be like, hey, you guys have to
exactly.
do everything that we say and stay the fucking side, but also we're not going to give you money. It's like, okay, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. You get to be the boss of us if you want to be like, it's like the idea of furlough where the government's like, look, we'll give you 80% yeah. of your salary, but you can't do shit. But that,
yeah.
And that's like, it's this, like, it's the same like growing up. And I know you're this way. When I was a teenager, when I was a kid, I always worked and had my own money. So when I was 18, I had my own apartment and I had like 2.5 fucking jobs. And
yeah,
So my parents, though, could never tell me, like, once I was 18, I remember my friends would come home from college for the summertime or for spring break, and their parents paid their tuition, paid for their car. So we'd all be hanging out, and they were...
gave them spending money.
Yeah, and they would be like, well, I have to be home at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, why? You're fucking 18 years old, you're in college. And they're like, yeah, but their parents paid for everything. So they're like, we fund your life, so you have to do what we say.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're, you're not going to give me money, guess what? Bye. Goodbye.
Well, it's just if you're not, I mean, these are people that like, they're just asking for help to like be able to, if you have a business, so you have rent on your business location, probably. So you have a landlord that you have to pay rent to there and utilities, whatever. Then you have a mortgage or rent for where you live. Like you have kids, that gets thrown into the mix. That's a whole other issue. Like this shit adds up really quick.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you can't get evicted or like, you know, but the second you can, people aren't paying their rent, they're going to be evicted.
Yeah. I know. I like.
So it's like people are getting really desperate and scared and just like, well, we have to take this risk and just be really careful about it. I mean, that's people haven't worked for 6 weeks.
I know.
Like, I think that's what people are getting really freaked out about is like, okay, now it's going to be like 2 months that I've had no income. And I'm just hemorrhaging money. Like most people do not have savings. Most people can't have savings. So it's, you know, if you're not being helped, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. And apparently the government doesn't even have a savings account. So that's the thing. That's what's so frustrating is that they can't be like we're talking about you with like the medical bill with your foot when you were like, is it going to be like a gazillion dollars? But it's like, how is the government going to be shitty to us when it's like, where they're like, you should have your shit together. And it's like, well, you don't have your shit together. You don't have money to, you don't have any kind of savings. You have no kind of backup to even help us. And like, what do you expect? And the idea of too, because I was talking, people were like, well, you should just not pay your rent because they can't evict you. And I was having this conversation with someone and they're like, that's probably a smart idea. That would be helpful. And I was like, okay, but you understand the second that that's a way, like you said, then I would owe like fucking $9,000.
Yeah. Which, and like, this is the thing, we're like, great, like a lot, like not a lot, but like some landlords are being really cool, like we can do a payment plan after, but like that, so now you're just people who are potentially already in debt in some way. Pretty much everybody owes something on a credit card. You know what I mean? So then you're like 2 months, depending on where you live, you could be looking at thousands and thousands of dollars. 2-3 months, you don't pay your rent. And then once all this gets lifted, all of a sudden you owe, you know, fucking like, you know, you live in a big city, you have a one bedroom apartment that's $1,800, $2,000 a month. Like you owe $6,000 at the end of this.
Oh, you want to hear something?
You're going to have to pay that money. Like that's why the rent freezes were so important.
Right.
And, you know, nobody wants to do them.
Speaking of money, we want to, again, say thank you to everyone that's on the Patreon. And if you are... Honestly,
speaking of money,
seriously, thank you guys so much. I just want to we appreciate that you guys are on there because that is helpful.
We do. And especially shout out to my friend Chris, who does not listen to this podcast, but never has. But I've known him many, many years. And he texted me and asked for a link to the Patreon. And he joined our Patreon just to support us. And he doesn't even listen.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you really don't have to do that. You don't listen to the podcast. He's like, no, because I'm still working and I want to, you know, support where I can, which is very sweet of
him.
That's
very sweet.
And like, also, he's never listened. I'm sure if he has, he'd be like, can I give you money to stop the Patreon?
Yeah.
How much money had to cover everyone else on the Patreon just to make it stop?
Right. And actually, whatever your and Wendy's monthly expenses are, I'm going to cover both your overheads to live so that you don't have to do anything. I would like...
Yeah.
He's like, I'm putting you guys on a personal furlough, so I'm going to pay all your bills. You each have to stay in your own homes. You're not allowed to talk to each other or other people.
Yeah, especially each other.
Also, I'm going to control your, I'm going to cut out dairy from both of your diets for at least a month. We're going to do, you have to socially distance from dairy.
This is a good idea, yeah. Chris, if you happen to be listening to be like, what am I paying for? I think this is all a great idea.
Right.
Now I will be like, listen to this week's episode. And I'll be like, oh, good.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so much stuff I want to talk to you about, but I can't talk about it on the show. And I'm using my hairbrush.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
As a second microphone. Oh, what are you looking at?
Sorry, I'm reading. Here, talk, Leah. Talk about
chicken and biscuit. Oh God. Testing. Chicken. 1, 2. Chicken, biscuits. Testing.
Yeah, I know she is. Whatever. We're talking shit. There's stuff we also can't talk about.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever. Okay, great. We're making plans.
That's more stuff we can't talk about on the show?
We're making plans and talking shit.
That's right.
Fucking banner. I was like, oh, yeah, Leah, I talked about chicken and biscuit, right?
No.
How Leah came up with that as a fucking, I'm really upset about it. Did I talk about this on Patreon? I was so mad when she started calling Brian's fucking dick and balls chicken and a biscuit.
Yes.
And I'm still so angry about it. She's also now been craving chicken and a biscuit for food for like weeks.
Yeah.
To the point I'm going to have to like fry chicken and make biscuits.
Now biscuit, so singular. Does he have just one ball or are the two balls so close together that they look like an extra fluffy biscuit?
Well, I think the issue is you take the balls. Okay, I want everyone, we're doing a visualization exercise.
Yeah, this is good. Let's talk, we've been talking a lot about like money and rent and that sort of, let's do like a meditation. So everybody just.
The pandemic.
Right. Everybody.
Let's relax.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. All the way to the top. Hold it in. And let the breath out. And now Megan's going to guide us through some visualization. Okay.
So, because a biscuit. A biscuit is a singular item. Testicles. Visualize the testicles. Mm-hmm. Plural. Testicles. Plural. There's two of them. So a biscuit can, it begins as one. Right? Just like a person. You start as one singular thing. But then you can change. So a biscuit, you can slice in half, creating two halves of a whole. And so those represent each testicle. So then you take the chicky, which is the penis, and you fold the testicles, the two halves of a whole biscuit, around the chicky, the penis, and then you have yourself a chicky and a biscuit. See, it makes sense though.
It does. And I gotta tell you,
you just squidge the balls around the dick and then you have a chicky biscuit.
I was not picturing that movement, the folding of the.
Oh, always picture the folding of the testicles.
So that's like a fancier version of like pig in a blanket, chicky in a biscuit.
Yes. Chicky in a biscuit, piggy in a blankie. Whatever. Hey, fucking potato, potato, tomato, tomato, whatever you need to call a dick and balls, as long as it's two food products combined.
Right. Look,
we're open to ideas.
Tomato, tomato, whatever you want to call it. Make sure you throw that motherfucker on your chicky and biscuit or your pigs in a blankie, piggy in a blankie,
piggy in a blankie. So guys, callers call in with your ideas for the two food items. When combined, make a dick and balls.
Yeah. That's a fun thing to do. Look, and it's not. And
that's a fun exercise.
Right. And it's, again, it's another thing to take your mind off of whatever is happening. What even is happening? Everything's normal.
It's a good brain workout.
Uh-huh.
Brain workout is a thing apparently I'm saying now. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't physically work out, so I can mentally work out.
Right. I'm doing my.
How many calories does that burn?
I'm doing my brain exercise.
For all the cornbread I ate? Oh. Ooh. Oh, now I want a chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah, I want a fucking, well, I want what I would like actually. So, sorry, there's a trash truck out the window and it's very distracting to me. It's just idling.
If only it was many sirens. It'd be much more calming.
I fucking swear to God. There we go. The nice little pressure release on the brake and nobody can hear it, and so I sound fully schizophrenic and I don't care.
We might get a little pickup on that.
I have.
Good. Hold the mic out after the truck is long gone. Now you look fully schizophrenic.
So speaking of, we're talking about rent. and everyone's going through a hard time. So now that I'm working from home, and like a lot of people are exclusively on the Zooms, when we do the group chat on Patreon, I have to use the data on my phone because the Wi-Fi is so weak in my building.
Well, and Wi-Fi is bad everywhere because everyone's fucking online at once now.
I know. And everyone in our building, I guess, shares the thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And so when I emailed the landlord, because I'm planning, what I'm essentially planning to do, and thank you to Kat, who is a listener and on the Patreon. She's helping. We had a really, because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck to do, because it could be great, but it's, again, here, this is some motivational shit for you. The first month, I was like, I'm just going to kill myself and never do stand-up again. Now, this documentary is coming out March 26th or May 26th.
Have we talked about this on here yet? It wasn't announced yet.
I don't think so.
On the regular podcast? I don't think so.
No.
Oh. Ba-ba-na-na.
Oh, yeah.
Great. We're very smart and good at our jobs. We just start talking about, oh, yeah, yeah. You know that fucking documentary Wendy was being filmed for, like, way before we started the podcast? We've been talking about forever. Yeah, it's coming out. Anyways, so.
Yeah. It's,
zero fanfare.
I know. Well, we forget. Look, you guys, that's how real this show is. You know, we're having such a real conversation that we just assume everything we talk about privately, you somehow know.
Which, yeah, the way our phones work, you very well might be.
Yeah, no shit.
We have some tech people that listen. I don't trust them.
I don't trust most
people.
Not
one bit.
And there's actually somebody who, and shout out, because I know you're listening, and thank you for listening. He messages me a lot on it. He's like, I love you guys. I listen to you and Jim and Sam. And it's like, it's like us and like the fucking boys. He goes, you guys are all I listen to. And he messaged me today. And he was like, he goes, hey, you guys should do like 2 episodes a week. I need more. And I said, we got a Patreon. So so hopefully he'll be on there. And I will make sure our phone numbers are deleted. And I'm joking / not joking.
I'm joking, but I'm not. Or am I?
I'm not. Nope. And by joking, I mean actively deleting our phone numbers right now.
Guys, go. Yeah, get those quick numbers. Move it.
But yeah, so the documentary's coming out May 26th. And I, at first, was like, I was kind of just depressed because it's like, well, this sucks because I can't go on. Because the plan was, oh, this is cool because depending on how many people see it and what happens with it, I can capitalize on that. Because the way that the film industry works, especially documentaries, just because you see someone, how can I put this diplomatically, just because you see someone on TV or in a movie doesn't necessarily mean that they are making lots of money or getting paid from that project. That's how I can say
very
that.
Very true.
Right? And I'm not, it's not positive, it's not negative, I'm just stating a fact. So
no, it's like we have many friends mm-hmm. who have done a stand-up set on like a late night show or, you know, something else. And so are you drinking a White Claw?
No, and no, it's a Celsius, but that's
it. Like, I just saw the color, and I was know. Like, holy shit.
It looks like a White Claw. I know. The other day in the group chat, I pulled up my Celsius, and fucking Xander lost her shit, and she was like, yeah, it's a White Claw. And I'm like, it's not a White Claw. It's an energy drink.
Just fucking start lying. Say it's a White Claw.
I know.
It'd be a lot cooler.
Yeah, it'd be a lot fucking cooler if it was, you loser.
You fucking loser. I bet there's like not even any malt liquor in that.
Ugh. Gross.
Gross. But no, it's, and then people see, or like you get like a guest star on a TV show or co-star. Co-star is even worse. I mean, it's like you still, it's good. It's a job, but it's not a lot of money.
Correct.
But if people see that and they don't have any experience with, film and TV and just entertainment in general, it's like, oh, you're like, you did it. Like your career must be, you fucking, that's your job. Whereas like most of these people have like other jobs.
Yeah.
Because they maybe like made like $500 for that thing that you saw on TV,
mm-hmm.
which is great. And it's good for exposure, but yeah, it's not like an amount of money. I have friends that have booked like serious gigs and have been paid like a good amount of money, like a few thousand dollars,
mm-hmm.
but that's not like quit your job money.
No.
When it's not like you get, you're getting, you know, even like you get $5,000 right now for this like 2 days of work. Like, fuck, that's great. But like, you're never going to get that again. So no. You can't exactly be like, sweet.
Right. And it's inconsistent. And a lot of times, especially I think.
Exactly.
Especially I think with stand up more than, and with some acting gigs, but that's why actors have unions. Stand up comics don't have a union. And so with stand up, there are so many people that are trying to do it that like most of it, when we're doing it, we're not making any money when we're starting. And they can pay you very little money because they just tell you, well, this is exposure. And so we take it because part of the reason a lot of people are even start getting on stage to make strangers laugh is because they have like a deep-seated hatred for themselves. And so they need...
and very low self-worth.
Correct. And so you can tell someone, hey, I want to put you in this thing. And they're like, cool. And they're like, what's your favorite kind of sandwich? And that's... that's how you get
paid.
You're
like, oh my God, are you going to buy me a sandwich?
Right. And so that's even with like late night sets, all that stuff. You don't. And so anyway, I was, in order to change my attitude, this is about almost like a year ago. I thought, okay, so what can you do? What you can't control, however that's going to like play out. You can control like when the movie comes out, doing stand up and going on a tour, because that's a way that the same thing with bands and comedians, they make more money doing, you go on a tour, live shows and selling merch.
You don't make money on records.
Correct. But now we're in a place where people aren't touring, and that really bumped.
And might not for a very long time.
Correct. And that's part of the reason that I forced myself to do that Zoom show last week, and then I'm going to keep doing them once a week. And clear my throat on air, leave it in there. It's not Corona. It's American Spirits.
Can it be both?
Yeah. It's American Spirits. And we talked about cheese for the first 47 minutes of this fucking podcast. So it's a combination of nicotine.
I would love a mark on the cheese time this episode.
Yeah. It's nicotine and cheese in my throat. It's not Corona. Corona fucking just wishes it could survive.
Just food. I think we should do just food.
In our lives.
How long we've talked about just food this episode. And also, how much food is currently sitting in our lungs.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when it's so delicious. Well, when you're putting, you know, tuna and cake in a blender, a little bit of it's going to get in your lungs because you're so excited to eat it.
Okay, smoothies are healthy, Wendy.
Yeah.
Anything's a smoothie once you fucking mix it up.
Hello.
Mix it up, add a little Greek yogurt. You got yourself a smoothie. You got yourself a healthy smoothie.
Tuna and yogurt. Mm. But so with the Zoom shows, I was like, okay, well, let me see if this could, this actually might work in my favor. So with the Zoom shows, I'm like, I guess I have to teach myself how to do stand up or something this way. And the group chats have actually been really helpful when we can see you guys. And so Kat's helping me set up. She's essentially acting as my like fake personal assistant. It's fucking genius. You guys are all the best. You guys are all the fucking best.
You are really all the best. She's like, you all really are the best. I gotta slow it down to say it somewhat okay.
Yeah. Catherine, so we get on the phone and she's like, yeah. And so I'm like, well, here's what I want to do with the Zoom shows and kind of how, because I think there is a way to do it. We just have to figure out logistically. So I might actually be able to, and this might work out in my benefit. Because on Zoom, you can sell pretty much unlimited tickets without crashing it. So like max would be like 300. So I could do that and then just do kind of a virtual world tour from my apartment. And when the movie comes out, the documentary comes out, be like, hey, and just have like where the crowd mingles be at the beginning, have everyone in the rooms. Like, she's great. So Kat's like, nope, I've been doing these. So we're working on that. So I'm like, okay, there might be a way to make this work. So
of course there's a way to make it work.
Right.
It's just figuring that out. And it's also just, it goes against like everything in your body.
Yeah.
For like how this works.
I know.
Like how doing stand-up work. It's just very crazy.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a weird, and you know what I've actually been using is a lot of the stuff from the, Stop Doing That Shit book, where he talks about in the book, he's like, look, every day when you wake up, like, your mindset is how you see the world. So if you wake up and you're like, it's a shitty day and the world's against me or nobody wants me or, you know, like, this is overwhelming or whatever your attitude is when you wake up, he's like, that becomes the reality of the situation. So even with stand-up, it's like, well, it can't be done over Zoom. And then I'm like, well, but okay, but what if it can? Let's try.
No, of course, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Anything, there's solutions to all of these. It's just figuring them out.
Yeah.
And adapting, because that's the thing. It's not going to be the same. Mm-mm. It's just not. So like to try and do it the exact same way.
Right.
Isn't going to work. It's not going to work.
Right.
So, and this is like everything, like they're figuring out like production, like to make movies and TV shows, and they're real, like they want to get back, because fucking Jesus Christ, people are fucking burning through content right now.
No shit.
People are watching shows they wouldn't even normally watch just because they're like, well, fuck, I've watched everything else.
Uh-huh.
So like, they're like, we got to fucking start making shit again.
Yeah.
But the way movies have, like, think about this. Like, this is my friend who is a costumer. She was like, what, how am I going to, dress 300 extras. Like, they're already talking that potentially, like, movies, like, big crowd scenes are probably going to be just all digitalized.
It's fucking, but it's crazy.
But that's what I'm, like, again, there's solutions to all these things. Uh-huh. Like, all the different unions are already getting together, you know, writers' rooms, mm-hmm. which are small enough, but, like, a lot of writers' rooms, they're just doing Zoom meetings right now. They're on Zoom all day, working like that. I know people that have filmed commercials in which there was a director and a fucking, you know, DP and casting, whatever, on a Zoom call. And then they film themselves doing the thing and then send it over Dropbox. The people look at it, send back notes immediately. Like, this is, things can keep moving. It's just, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be different. It's like everybody working from home right now. You know, some people love it, some people hate it, but the odds are it's probably going to stay like that for a while, maybe forever. You know, it's like the whole, like, going to the grocery store, you might just always wear a mask and gloves from now on.
I know.
You know, a lot of people, instead of going to the office 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're probably going to work from home and maybe, you know, going to the office for meetings or, like, you know, going to the office one day a week for 4 hours. That's just probably going to, like, things aren't over. They're just going to be changed. Mm-hmm. Like live music isn't over. All of these things, it's just all going to be different. And it's going to, you can't find a solution to this shit overnight.
Right.
So that's the thing. It's like, how long to figure out a safe way to do all these things and also where it still works. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, you're going to be able to do shows.
Right.
And promote the documentary and all that. But it's just, you have to, you know, it's just like in the book, like, you have to change your brain, mm-hmm. your perspective on it, where it's the way you envisioned it all for these few years. It doesn't look like that anymore.
Right.
It's not that it is dead and doesn't exist and it's, you know, everything's fucked. Fuck it. Like, it's just the way it's going to happen is different.
Yeah. When I was doing it, was such an interesting thing because it's so funny. That book is so fucking helpful. And like, because I always, my problem with doing the Zoom shows for my apartment is I always said, and I was telling a friend this, I've said the problem is I'm in my apartment, my normal life, I'm like, I'm very introverted and weird and I like to cry and I'm just kind of like, I like to be alone. And then when I leave and I go on stage, it's like a different persona. It's like, and now I have my superpowers. But the rest of my life is not like that. And so it's difficult. I was like, well, that's why it's difficult for me to perform in my apartment because I don't feel like I have that. But then I was a couple days ago, I'm like, okay, well, you just have to fucking change. So, dude, it truly is when I behaved like this all through junior high and high school, this is what sent me to the hospital. And I rearranged my apartment the other day, and I'm going to have to start doing this before shows. I, like, move stuff around, and I'm making, like, a stage area. So it's, like, an hour of preparation of, like, moving shit around, and I'm going to go get a little glittery sign, like a 7-year-old. I'm like, what can I do? I have to do something where it's fun. And I feel like, and now we're doing a show. So it's, I'm doing the crazy shit I did when I was a child that people would be like, she's weird. We don't talk to her on the playground. So I ended up just talking
to
myself.
That's what everyone's doing. Everyone who's doing one of these like Instagram live comedy shows or fucking Zoom comedy, all of that. That's all of that. It's everybody basically playing pretend in their room as a kid.
It's bananas.
Except it's real life now. Except it's just the world. It's just the way the world is.
I know. It's like, so I was like the SNL thing. I was watching that where they're doing that SNL from home. And I'm like, oh, this is just the same shitty shit I see on literally everything else.
Yeah. No, that's what I think we talked about this. Guys, fucking days bleed together. Episodes bleed together. Our words. We don't remember anything. We already didn't. Now we really don't. We don't remember what we've just said on the Patreon, what we've said on phone calls with you guys, what we've just said to each other. But no, like the SNL thing, it just, what it does, which I think already happens on SNL, but it just makes it clear, like, who's funny and who's not.
Yeah.
Like, if you can be funny on that shit, you're really funny.
Yeah.
Like, Kate McKinnon on that, she can just do whatever. Like, she's fucking great. She's super funny. So her doing anything is funny.
Yeah.
So her, like, alone in her bedroom, fucking pretending to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Like, is hilarious. Other things, like, don't work. Like, if it's not a strong sketch, it wouldn't have worked on the show. It might have worked a little better, but when it's just you're looking at people and there's, like, no laughing, no nothing, it just works even less than it would.
Yeah.
So I think things that hit are still going to hit. If it's funny, you know, like what you can watch something funny at home without a laugh track and be like, that's funny. You don't need the cue of other people laughing. But what that does is we've talked about this before. You laugh harder when other people are laughing. It's like a fucking, it's a thing where like, it's a group activity. Where it's like, we're all doing this together.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to laugh if you hear other people laugh. That's why laugh tracks exist, because they're like, this is funny. And you're like, this is funny.
Yeah. Speaking of laugh track, that's something that I wanted to talk to you about off the air, but let's just talk about it on the show, you guys.
Interesting.
We're going to start releasing this with a laugh track, just so that you know when the funny parts are.
Which is just what it is it's an hour of laugh track.
Yeah. Just under everything, you're just getting different types of giggles. We'll do snorts.
Oh, that is horrifying. Just the laughter of children underneath the entire podcast.
Yes, that's what I think we should do.
This is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and it'll be more fun because, you know, that's the thing with the podcast is we are your moms and you are hanging out with us. But yeah, sometimes it does feel extra lonely because you're like, oh man, I wish I could hear, like Bango was saying, the sound of laughter, like when you're in a comedy club or if we're at a live show. So I think that is I think that's a great idea. Is just a laugh track
of ghost children? Yes, yep. I agree.
The whole time, the whole show.
Just one little girl. The sound of a lone child laughing.
Yes.
In like the wind in the background.
Right. Or echoey as if she's giggling.
House.
She's giggling from the bottom of a well.
Yes, but then also a creaky door.
Yes.
So from now on the podcast, you probably won't be able to hear much of us talking because we're really going to turn this up loud. It will be a tiny girl laughing at the bottom of a well where there's for some reason also a creaky door, maybe a howling wolf every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Or is it a werewolf?
Ooh.
We'll never tell. And then like spooky tree rustling in the breeze.
I think
it sounds like a ooh.
At this point, the podcast is just going to start. It'll just be a girl laughing and all these sounds. 12 minutes into every episode, it's just going to be the Monster Mash song over. It was a graveyard smash.
What a dream that would be. Yes, please. Very much into that. Very okay with that.
Yeah, it's the
Monster. Colin, would you rather listen to the Monster Mash, which is like a 2.5 minute song, very short song. Would you rather listen to the Monster Mash on repeat for 55 minutes to an hour and 5 minutes, which is an average length of one of our episodes, or us talking? I'll let you guess my answer.
Yeah. the Monster Mash cast.
Oh, this is, I mean, that's a good idea. Again, people are desperate for content right now.
I know.
Let's just use someone else's content and release it.
And then what we'll do is we'll just do that every week. And then like we'll do like a yearly check-in where then you and I, that way you only have to hear me once a year so that we once a year can get on FaceTime and catch up. If we're going to be in this pandemic, if a year will give us enough time that we
have something to say,
something to talk about.
Could you imagine if this just
where we're not
this is what we're for whatever reason we managed to make it a year without speaking or seeing each other, and then we just, and it's like, oh my god, so good to see you, how have you been? Oh yeah, things are crazy, what's new? Nothing. still haven't really left my house. Nothing's new. Just say exact same as last May. It's crazy.
We're like, all right. Then I guess fucking hit it. And then just the Monster Mash starts playing.
This time next year? And then right back.
Yeah.
I think Leah's talking shit in there. Oh, this fucking podcast is really preventing me from talking shit to my friends.
Yeah. Oh, I am going to talk shit. I got like three people waiting to talk shit to. I'm going to call Rick and talk shit to Rick. I got a couple other people I got to talk shit to about the stuff that I can't fucking talk about on this. I want to talk shit to you about this privately.
I want to talk shit to you. I just want to talk shit so bad.
But you know, these fucking men running this patriarchal society.
That's perfect. That's where you know. That's where you know exactly where to link it. Right down the timestamp.
Yeah, a society. I gotta get on my knees.
Yeah, it is, with their dicks.
Yeah, I gotta suck their fucking dicks to get anything done in the society. And you know what else? And it sucks. And I think it sucks.
It sounds like what, like, a teenager who's like, fucking, I listen to Crass and, like, I draw fucking anarchy symbols on everything would be, like, thinking they're really smart and, like, yeah, like... Sorry, mom and dad. I don't want to be a part of your suck society. Give me the keys to my BMW.
Yeah, God. Sorry, I'm not gonna bend to the rules of your suck society. Yeah, it really is. But what can you do? I mean, honestly, I'm just like, okay, I guess I just grin, bear it, talk shit to my friends, and I mean, what, God, there's so much that I want to say, and I can't fucking say anything.
Chew on cans like a goat. Again, this pod, not a visual medium. Wendy, in a moment of rage and frustration, just picked up her White Claw can and started, much like a Billy Goat Gruff would.
Yeah.
Just started eating it.
Oh, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. Oh, well, who knows? Whatever. Anyway, come to these Zoom shows.
Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. Anyways.
Well, that's what we're doing we're doing just donation based, and thank you to the people that came to the shows and that donated. But yeah, it's like people that are charging for them. I'm like, and I'm going to charge later. It's just as weird because people are like, you could charge like $30 a ticket for a Zoom show. I'm like, well, but that seems... You could, but that also seems crazy because people are poor and in their homes. And
yeah,
if there's no overhead cost to me,
it's complicated.
Right. It's like you want there to make money. Oh, the only overhead cost. This is what I was going to tell you. So my Wi-Fi fucking sucks. I can't.
You said my wife sucks.
My wife. Hey, newsflash.
Don't fucking get me started on this bitch.
This fucking broad. I'm like, I wake up. It's like, where's my chocolate and tuna milkshake? How do you expect
Why don't you fucking come over here and appreciate my society?
Yeah, how do you expect me to fuck you good if you don't feel my
put
fucking chicken and fiskies?
Just fucking put my come and take a nibble on this chicken and biscuit. Give me a sniff of that blue cheese foot.
This fucking broad, I gotta tell you, my wife, I don't know what I gotta do with her.
What are we both doing? Yeah. It's like it started as like a bad, very bad Dangerfield.
It was Dangerfield.
And then just like turn into the Honeymooners.
It was like,
but worse.
It was like Dangerfield with Vinny Barbarino. I feel like we go into Vinny a lot.
We do. What's that about?
I don't know.
Callers, call in with your opinions on why we constantly just fucking, we just love fucking welcome back, Connor. This huge fucking Connor heads over here. I know. Please go rate and review the podcast. And in your review, if you could comment on a scale of one to duh, how much you love Welcome Back, Cotter, and how often you reference it in your daily lives.
Yeah, that's on. I mean, first of all, do that. But also, yeah, I know a lot of people don't have a lot of money and the Patreon. And if you want to be supportive, you can give us. That's a nice thing to do. Give us. And we're so fucking bad at our jobs, dude. Like, we're good at talking and being funny. And fuck you. We know we're funny and we're joking that we're not funny, but we listen to this shit. We're funny, at least.
We listen.
We listen to the show.
When we're editing it.
We're funny at least 30% of the time. Okay?
Which is a pretty good percent. That's more than a quarter.
Sure enough is.
So, close to a half.
It's not
close to a half.
I'd gather to say it's almost 5% more than a quarter. So we are
what?
Knocking it out of the park. Okay, for a couple of dumb fucking broads that got their periods all the time, huh?
Don't even got any dicks to suck. Mr. Kate.
They got to put cans of White Claw in their mouth and pretend it's a dick. Oh. So we know we're funny some of the times. But it would be really great if you can't support the Patreon to go and go to iTunes and rate and review. So like 5 stars, leave a nice review. Tell us how pretty we are.
Free. Just tell us you're pretty. Again, how much you love Welcome Back, Cotter. That's the most important. It goes, Welcome Back, Cotter. How pretty we are. How much you like the podcast. That's all.
Yeah.
Just fully, my brain was just like, fuck it. Nope. Done. Good night.
We really need to like make a list of shit, because when I listen to other podcasts, they're very professional about being like how to promote their own show. And even like when we have like with your work, you're like with Misters, you guys are doing stuff. We both have shit going on with our other jobs and we just forget to promote anything. We just get on and just like yell about our pussies and like try to have like new ideas.
We just need to promote this pod. Just rate and review. I see that all the time. I also hear that all the time. Like, very successful, good podcasts still every week say, please go rate and review us.
Yeah.
We say it once a month and feel guilty. We're not going to feel guilty and beaten down by your society anymore.
Yeah.
Men. But men, please go rate and review. And I feel like a fool to have to say this, but just a gentle reminder, positive reviews.
Yes.
If you are listening to this podcast and go, I hate this, just never listen to us again. Unnecessary to go give us a negative review.
Yeah, nice things, again, about us, about Mr. Carter, whatever you want to write about. Just write about...
I fucking swear to God, guys, if we don't get 10 new reviews the day this comes out, all... exclusively referencing Welcome Back, Cotter, and not anything about this podcast, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah,
I want 5-star reviews. I want it to look like an old person was confused about what this was. I want 5-star reviews for an episode of Welcome Back, Cotter.
That's the idea. That's what we're doing. Okay, we're done with the old society. We're now moving forward into the future, and it's a cunt society, and that's us. We run this shit.
Or is it a cot society?
Oh, hello.
Oh. The year of Mr. Kate.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Oh, okay, let's cut it there.
The goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. see fall.